Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Folks, 23. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's, Ramon Ray, Gary Moore, John Deeney. Who else is in there? So, I told you, I warned you folks, I told you it was going to be a little extra obnoxious this week. And that's what you got to look forward to. Not every segment, just a couple of times an hour. We got well-wishers all over the world that have called in and congratulating us on our 20th anniversary. And that's this week. We're celebrating our 20th year, end of our 20th year, and the beginning of our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And so thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, that website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is 20 years old as well. It's actually a little more than 20 years old. That URL, I secured that URL in September of 97, and a website, our first attempt at a website, was up in October, 1st of November at the latest. So we were actually on the web, on the internet, before the show started. And so that's a more than 20-year-old URL, and we've had a lot of fun with it. It's evolved a lot over the years. But it's always been designed to help you, to be an extension of our radio show and to help you. And so for as early as we could, I think by 99, we were doing full archives of the show. And so that was really laborious back in those days. It's pretty easy now. We can get it all done before lunch now. In fact, I could, if I wanted to work that hard, I could do it in an hour. I could have all the segments up in within an hour. But before lunch, we try to do it these days, and back in those days, it could. In the very beginning, it took days or weeks, because there just wasn't the technology back in those days to take a live segment and record it and then cut it into something that could be put out on the internet. And of course, don't forget, back in those days, most everybody had dial up, so there was all that buffering. Remember that? So it was tough. We've come through a lot of stuff. So we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and I just wanted to thank you for hanging out with me all this time. We're also celebrating the 18th anniversary of our newsletter, our online publication that we've sent out every Sunday afternoon without fail. I've missed one pub date. I've forgotten when it was. It was probably 15 years ago. The internet was almost down. There was a weekend where the internet just about crashed, and we weren't able to get it out. It wasn't my fault. But other than that, every Sunday afternoon for 18 years without fail, our subscribers have received our Small Business Advocate newsletter, which includes a column and then an extra column by me. We beefed it up over the years. There's a poll in there every week. The schedule for who's going to be on the show the next week. If you want to know who's going to be on our show next week, of course you can find it on our website. But also, if you get the newsletter, you can look in there and see who was on and see who's going to be on, and make sure you mark your calendar so you can listen if you've got a particular thing in mind. So anyway, so this is our 20th anniversary of the show, 18th anniversary of our newsletter, and I was talking about the origins of the show earlier. In the previous segment, how I got started, what made me think about getting started, and the reason I've been able to make it for 20 years is there's several different components to that. Number one being just pathologically hard-headed, but also being resilient, being tough. I'm a pretty tough guy. I've been around a long time. I've had some wonderful sponsors over the years that really believed in us and helped us out over the years. Couldn't do without Insperity. They're our presenting sponsor now. I've got to give them a shout out. I mean, all this has to be funded, right? And so we've had some great sponsors over the years. We have, you know, with IBM and Aflac and FedEx and Office Depot and on and on. Some wonderful sponsors over the years that have helped us out. And so we appreciate them very much for believing in us all those years. That's been part of it. Our Brain Trust members, holy mackerel, what would we do without our thousands of Brain Trust members? Like Barbara Weltman, who's going to be on in a few minutes. She's an original founding member. What would we do without these experts? The folks, these are some smart people. They're the smartest in their field. I promise you, if you listen, if you look around, when you hear these folks, you won't have to look very far to see how much they stand out in their field. And they're here for you. They're here to answer your questions. So couldn't do without our Brain Trust members. But the other thing is, folks, and this is my entrepreneurial thought for you, there were so many times when I didn't know if I was going to make it. I can't tell you how many times early on, the early days especially, when I didn't know if I was going to be able to be on the air the next day. It was just like any other startup, like any other small business. And one of the things that kept me going and that made it happen, and I believe this with all my heart, I believed in myself. When other people said, you can't do it, it can't be done, nobody could do this, why don't you hang it up? I said, I believe in myself. I encourage you to think about that. If you can believe in yourself, you can do anything. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.